Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Hi, 33 after Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 27 before the new hour. Doug and Jennifer and Molly Page, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, the police in Utah. We have nothing but stories about police today. The police this, the police that, the police are good guys, the police are bad guys. And so here, you make up your mind on this one. This is from Utah, where a man was arrested on suspicion of arson. After he told officers he lit a brush fire and burned dozens of acres to signal for help after his car got stuck.
What a dummy. Why would he set a hillside on fire?
Because he didn't know how to get attention other than that, apparently.
Start hoofing it or something. I mean, really?
The Bureau of Land Management says this guy destroyed 40 acres of old growth, cottonwood trees, that sort of thing. And according to this story, he threatened through his actions several structures and families. So the sheriff's department said that this guy's vehicle had become stuck near where the fire started. He'd gone down a wrong road and he was about to tip over on the hillside. His name is Weston Frank Viterra. Told law enforcement officials that he had started a fire as a signal for help. And the fire got out of control, so he was arrested and booked, jailed on suspicion of arson. Is that fair? Just the right thing to do? Yes, no, maybe? Yes.
Yes. I think so. I mean, he's kind of dumb. I mean, if you're going to build a signal fire.
But who's perfect? You know what? Everybody's looking around.
Okay, but you don't set a 40-acre fire that's
Well, but he didn't set out
lives.
To start a 40-acre fire. It just happened. That was the consequence of his action. He wasn't planning to burn down half of the mountain.
You know what? You have to understand my perspective. It's a little different.
Where does it say I have to understand your perspective?
My perspective is going to be a little different than all of yours. Because
you live
except
in the
for Kenny.
Burn zone.
Because I live in a place where fires are constant. We just had another one yesterday, and we have no water to put them out because we live in a drought. Los Angeles, Southern California, all of California is extremely dry. It's extremely hot, and so I would have very little tolerance for a guy who decided to throw a match out the window to try to get attention.
Well, he wasn't trying to get attention. He was scared because he was in a place that he didn't know. So what would he have done that would have gotten attention without having to burn down? A cell phone.
Hello.
An area where there was no cell phone reception.
So walk until you get cell phone reception.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is a selfish act on the part of somebody who's not too smart.
I don't even know. I mean, I'm sure it was selfish, but I think he was just not too smart. I mean, you can build a controlled fire. I mean, it sounds like he just tossed.
All right, this
like
is you're dying to get on the air, aren't you? Huh? I have two people in the studio here with me on the farm. And one of them is just abs. He's sitting here opposite me in the usual studio setting, got headsets on. He has a microphone in front of him, and nobody's going to know who you are except other people who are in the radio business. So I'm not even going to introduce you. But you have something to say that will be cogent, will add to the discussion, or are you just here to occupy time and space?
Basically time and space.
Time and space. Okay, so I'm shutting your microphone off. All right, anyway, you've gotten your moment. That's your 3 seconds of fame. You're done. All right, so here, you're the guy on the street. So you're in Utah. A guy burns down half of the mountain. What do you say?
Arrest him. Throw away the key.
Yeah,
we need more smart people in America.
Yeah, we do need more.
And this is not an act of intelligence.
Well, there are a lot of things that seem to be the focus of our conversation that are not necessarily acts of intelligence.
Arrest them and throw away the key.
All of them.
Only keep smart people.
All right. Okay.
You know why
so here's the new winner. Hold on. This is the new creed. The American creed is arrest everybody who's dumb, put them in jail, and only have the smart people on the loose.
At least don't let them have babies.
Yes. Exactly. Well, there you go. That takes it to a higher level.
Yeah.
Right, okay, I think the reason you're sympathetic, Dougie, is because I feel like this is something that you would do.
Really?
And I'm not
aren't
saying that because
you
are a sweet, you are a very intelligent man.
I am.
But I'm going to say that if you were stuck in your car and you're like, my cell phone's broke, I could totally see you in this situation.
No,
you're like,
I would be more resourceful than that.
You
frankly. And I don't mind walking. I've walked 30, 40 miles to not necessarily to safety, but yeah, not in the snow. Thanks very much.
God would take out his flugelhorn.
I just want to go back to Southern California and the situation there and what people don't really realize about how bad the drought is there. My daughter told me yesterday, keep in mind, she lives just below Dodger Stadium. That may or may not mean anything to a lot of people, but it's part, Los Angeles is a desert. Los Angeles County is a desert. So all the water that Mulholland figured out how to get there to keep Los Angeles green, in a sense, is now literally drying up.
Well, it's not enough either.
No.
I mean, the problem is that they never thought it would be as crowded as it is.
Well, okay. But now my daughter says that there's an edict that's been passed that will require all the people who have lawns to dig them up and put rock gardens in. No more lawns. Well, I'm having a hard time. Where are they starting this?
Well, they're starting a new program where you can actually go call the Department of Water and Power, and they will give you a certain amount of money if you replace your current lawn with something
with
a rock garden or, you know, a drought.
Now in your neighborhood,
garden.
It wouldn't make any difference because most of the lawns are cars.
It makes a difference in my house, however, because I have three lots of lawns. So I'm thinking about actually taking advantage of this and doing one lot drought resistant. But the governor, it's so funny. When you run into a problem, the government uses it to get more control of your life.
Right.
So Jerry Brown issued this edict that you have to cut your water usage by 25%. Keep in mind, we've already been in a drought and responsible people have already cut their water usage, talking about myself. Mm. And there's not room to cut 25% more. I mean, really, unless you start giving up showers and, you know, some of the basics. The fine, maximum fine for water use, overuse, was $500. They just raised it to $10,000.
Right.
And it's patrolled by whatever union is in control of your water. So they just get some guys, pull them off of their desk job, and let them go patrol areas. Or if you have a neighbor, maybe you're in a feud, they can call and turn you in. And all of a sudden, you're face to face with a $10,000 fine.
Well, but it has to be proven, right? They can look at your water bill.
I'm thinking that people that I know who live in Beverly Hills and Santa Monica are not going to be the first people in line to do this.
Meanwhile,
I'm thinking about all of the people, never mind the neighborhood that I'm in. I don't have, one of the things that I find interesting is that I live in a neighborhood where there really aren't any lawns because it's close to the beach, and anybody who's got any extra land have these
teeny
rock gardens and because there's no real, there's no land. But if you drive around to some of the other areas of Santa Monica or you go to Beverly Hills, it's nothing but lawn. And all right, so Mr.
So how do they handle the golf courses? I know that private homes. I know somebody in northern San Francisco that's building a new house. They're putting in AstroTurf, and they're getting tax credits for doing that.
That's
absolutely.
That's a great question about the golf courses.
But what about the golf courses?
The
where they just suck water down.
Yeah, they're complaining like crazy. They're still green. I have one right near my house. It's still green. They're also talking about Dodger Stadium and Angel Stadium because they're both real grass fields.
Yeah.
And the implication. At college universities, that's another one.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
So, as summer comes, it's going to be crazy. But here's what's nuts. As all of this is going on, there was a big story out. The environmentalists at Bee in California wasted 3 billion gallons of fresh water to save 7 steelhead trout.
Yeah, that's that. I heard that yesterday. That's nuts.
It is crazy. So, William Shatner, Dougie, then I'll let you go because I know we have to move on.
Right.
William Shatner has come up with a plan to save California.
Really?
He wants to
he's
going to
build a big, he's, what, $3 billion or something he's trying to raise on a crowdfund?
GoFundMe,
right.
I think.
Yeah.
He's actually, and I have inside info, he's meeting with people from NASA and JPL. This is no joke. This is not a publicity thing for him. He wants to build a pipeline from the Columbia River down the coast all the way to California. If they take 10% of the fresh water that's just dumping into the ocean from the Columbia River, you could cover California in 16 inches of water.
So why does it take Shatner to figure this out? We have people that are supposedly...
I brought this up to you guys the first day I sat in with you.
Really?
Remember?
So you're smarter than everybody else except Shatner, apparently.
And I said, why can't they do, if they can do an oil pipeline, which they want to build from down from Canada, why can't they do a water pipeline to Chicago or something
and
bring water in?
and it only costs, I'm going to say only, like I have this kind of money, but it's only going to cost like $6 billion, I think, to build the pipeline, which when you think about the, I mean, in California, we're spending $70 billion to build Jerry Brown's Train to Nowhere, which is like, you know, a mile of track in Fresno.
Train to Nowhere.
Yeah, he wants to do a high-speed train from L.A. to San Francisco, and there's like a mile of track somewhere outside of Fresno. So $70 billion to do that project that's not going anywhere, take some of it and build some pipeline for water.
Yay! Let's hear it for Jennifer and Molly. Hip, hip, hooray! Yay.
Of course, of course. One could argue that if you built that train and you had the railroad right-of-way, that you could put that water pipeline along that same right-of-way, you know, with eminent domain. Ah. So it really it can be...
For the price of one.
Exactly. There's a benefit to everything.
See, Mr. X is a genius, and he's just here for a little while. It's too bad.
Which is why they will not throw me in jail and throw away the key.
No, I got it. He's a genius. All right, speaking of geniuses, Uri Geller will join us in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. There's a way to entice Lady Luck, but she'll only respond if you play by her rules. So if you want to be luckier in all things life, here's the easy science of it. When it comes to Lady Luck, you got to work with her, not against her. Here's how. Watch out for brief lucky happenings, because little brief lucky moments can add up to wins. For instance, did you get through the customer service without having to wait? Did you get a parking space right up front? Did you find small change in the parking lot? Well, when several lucky events happen on the same day, it's time to enter the lottery. On those days when nothing goes right, don't tempt fate. What's the cheap psychological trick? On those days you experience good luck, it's okay to ask Lady Luck for more. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, Sky Gamblers is a World War I aerial combat game in 3D. Fly solo or multiplayer. Totally worth the $5. Sky Gamblers. It's a hit.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The Man.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This 1995 Rookie of the Year paved the way for other Japanese players to join the majors. He's the only pitcher to have thrown a no-hitter in either Coors Field in Colorado or Camden Yards in Baltimore.
Today, Onoma has done what they said could not be done.
So where is Hideo Nomo now? Hideo's been working with Major League Baseball's Urban Youth Academy, bringing players from Japan to the U.S. to participate in tournaments and clinics. He's even partnered up with former Dodgers owner Peter O'Malley and retired pitcher Chanho Park in 2011 to transform the former Dodgers spring training facility in Florida into a youth sports complex.
Hideo Nomo has spun the no-no against the Orioles.
Hideo Nomo with two no-nos. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Think green.
Harrison with you. With climbing power rates and environmental sensitivity, Chicagoan John B. now makes his own electricity, saving himself over 75% on utilities. He says recent nuclear power mishaps were the reason.
It's crazy to say that it's safe. I mean, you have to protect this stuff and keep it out of the environment and any biological system for 50,000 years. 50,000 years. Don't tell me it's safe. That's just a lie. An absolute lie.
Nuke plants, he says, got permission to overbuild because they promised electricity too cheap to meter.
Show me anybody in this country who is getting their power from a nuke that is paying less than they were before.
His solution?
I produce about 30 to 50% of what I need from solar panels and one small wind generator on the roof.
This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
14 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Uri Geller has joined the crowd, Jennifer and Molly and Ken. One of the things that I always sort of dominate the conversation when you come on, or at least I throw the idea to you and then I let you run with it. I was thinking about voices and things that people hear, see, think, and do that are supposedly out of this world. And I'll give you an example. This week, my dog Charlotte, who passed away 3 weeks ago, came to me vividly. And her presence has been around me since, well, I felt her presence since she died, but I'm feeling it more and more. And I don't know whether it's just in my dreams, but I know you have strong feelings about connections to the other world or the other worlds. And well, people who would say poo-poo to that are to be poo-pooed themselves, I think. What do you think?
Well, Doug, listen, our real blessings often appear to us in the shapes of pains, losses, and disappointments. But let us have patience, and we soon shall see them in their proper figures. Charlotte is communicating with you, no doubt. As I've said it a million times on this show, I'm a huge believer in the afterlife. And it's very simple. It's scientific. Albert Einstein, 1924, proved to the world scientifically that energy cannot be destroyed. So therefore, you ask the question, Charlotte dies, where is her energy?
Right.
Must be somewhere. It's yep. gone up there, probably to heaven or paradise or a different dimension. And those who have parted us can sometimes communicate with us.
Mm. Do you believe in animal communicators? You're, as a Uri Geller is probably best known around the world as a paranormalist, but and a motivator for sure. But there is a certain mystification to a lot of the things that you focus on that don't seem to be of this world. And one of the things I think that makes us friends is that we both believe that this stuff is very possible and frankly true. And so we ignore the people who say, yeah, how do you prove it? I don't have to prove it. I know it's been proven to me. And isn't that kind of the sad reality? So many people that don't believe because they don't want to believe.
They either are just basically skeptical, you yeah. know, by from nature. They,
right.
That's how they grew up. There are surroundings. But look, dogs and cats, animals cannot speak. Therefore, I believe that their telepathical, intuitive powers, forces, energies, call it whatever, mind power, is heightened. It's stronger. There's no doubt in my throughout my life, I had dogs all the time. And hey, I communicated with them telepathically. As a matter of fact, in England, Professor Sheldrake, who is a, you know, prestigious, very credible scientist, proved scientifically that animals can talk to you telepathically. Mm-hmm. It basically, listen what he did. He placed cameras in homes of animal dog owners, and I think you know Professor Sheldrake.
Mm-hmm.
And when they went out to work, cameras started rolling, and the owners were told to come back in different times. Every different time they came back, the dog or cat knew
right.
that they were about
yeah.
to drive into the driveway.
Amazing. Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com. Thanks, Uri.